There's so many slogans and stuff going around. Yeah, but we got to go deeper than that. We've got to go deeper than that. Because it's not just talking about the other, it's talking about ourselves too. It's, you know, I might be a little going against the grain here, but I mean, there are people in this community that are better suited to be leaders, to lead the community. Because they're Latin, Latino. I'm a gringo. And so when we work together here to lead St. Rose, you know, it's the dialogue, it's with the other, to find the truth, to find where we need to go. But I don't know if slogans always are the best to do that. It's sitting down and having a one-on-one relational meeting. And this is what we train our leaders in. We have 65 leaders right now engaged in a one-on-one process in the parish where they meet. They do two meetings a week with each other, one with another person. They draw names and we talk to each other. Not about parish stuff, not about problems, not about complaining, but talk about our lives. One person I asked, I said, "Why are you doing this? Why are you involved? Why I like to help people and this and that." And I go, "Well, why? Where did that come from?" Because, I mean, this person is very, very involved in the parish and person can make things move very, very, very quickly and just incredible person. So where did this come from? You know, well, I like helping people. Where did that come from? We went deeper and deeper, and I found out that this person's father was assassinated in their country because he was a person that spoke up for justice. He was a person who spoke against corruption, and this is why this person is so passionate about what she's involved in here. And there are countless stories like that. And so when we have dialogues to that level and to conversations to that depth, we move away from slogans and we really discover the other. And in that, discover God, the image of God in that person, a powerful person with hopes and dreams, and keeps us connected.